Thank you so much. I feel home. I think it's not my first time here, and I recognize people, and we have been spending time together last year. I'm very happy to be back and to thank God for what He done in New Generation in 1 year, but so much has been accomplished. And then thank you for your prayers and your support, and just thinking about Burundi and think about us and what you are doing, give us strength and hope to continue to do what we are doing. They asked me to come and share about forgiveness, which is my favorite topic in what I'm doing. And then there was a question there. The question was, after a war, why should we forgive? And I was thinking maybe I need just to give an answer to that question and sit down. Maybe let me just one sentence. I think why? Because forgiveness is the joyfully, peacefully way of winning a war. This is what I can have as an answer to that question. Because when I was young, a child, teenager in my country, I was not thinking that one day I would find myself on the street without any support. And then suddenly, when I was at school, the civil war started. Killings were happening everywhere. And I spent 2 weeks without knowing that something happened to my parents and to my area where I grew up, because I was somehow far. I was starting to be in a boarding school. And then after some weeks, someone came and told me that your dad had been killed. 19 members of your family was buried the same place with your father. Until now it's 3 years, I don't know where the body are. But it was really hard. And I grew up seeing my father go to church and pray and ask me to go to church. And I've been raised as a Christian with Christian principles. It was really difficult for me to understand how God can allow someone who was, for me, a model person and who was looking for peace to be killed like this. And it was really hard. And I just concluded it's not God. It was just an idea, not God. I don't give up believing in God. And from that time, I was really suffering every day and every night. Everything was happening to me, even if it's something I want to do and then I didn't succeed, it was all connected to what happened. It's like, why should I have to be here if I have to suffer, like I'm suffering? And then our house was destroyed, it was impossible for him to go back home, and all the small details of your life, young life, you just feel everything is destroyed. It was impossible to continue to study, and you just keep feeling hopeless every day. Wake up every morning thinking why God created me, or why I'm here, if it's just to suffer, like I'm suffering. And that took years, 1 year, 2 years, and there was another fighting inside of me. The one solution which was not like going to give me much more peace was to go to fight with other young people who choose to go to fight, and then to go to a rebellion group and come back and go to revenge. That was very easy idea which can come in your mind and think, oh, why not? But at the end, there was also some words of what my dad used to tell me about love, forgiveness, and everything as a Christian, was come back to me and again take some time to, okay, I maybe not need to go there. And one day I went to a place and they were showing a movie of non-violence with Martin Luther King Jr. In USA. They were showing that movie at that time. And I was like, okay, there's another way of fighting without using violence. Oh, maybe that's another way of life. But that was not forgiveness. It was just try to find something which can give me peace in my mind, and then, but somehow to revenge, somehow to do something. And it's in the middle of that, after 2 years, our friends, we used to be together in school, he find me on the street, and he come and start to talk to me about God. I say, no, there's no God, it's just an idea. Well, the white people have been to our country just to colonize us. It's not real. And then because it was God, my father was not going to be killed. He was praying every day. And he started to talk to me about Jesus in a different way that I've never heard about that. And then he had just the Bible and was reading and said, no, this is a book. It's a book like other books. And then also Jesus, you tell me, is like Nelson Mandela or Martin Luther King Jr. Or Mahatma Gandhi or those kind of very good guys who make an impact. And one day I say, just give me that book, I'll show you through that book that Jesus is not real, Son of God, or God. And he gave me the small New Testament Bible, and I took it to my room. I was that's now staying with a friend who gave me an invitation to go to sleep in his room at the university campus. I was not studying at that time. And then evening I said, okay, I should just read and to find a reason to convince my friend that there's no God. And then I start to open Matthew. Start with the first chapter was just names. It was not really interesting. Then at the end, when I start the chapter 5, it was really strange. I start to talk about happiness. Happiness. I say, oh wow. It is possible to be happy in this world, in what we are living, and then I was not really understanding that. And that was really somehow complicated things Jesus was saying. Until I just reached somewhere in Matthew 5, 40 something, and then it was very powerful words saying, you should forgive your enemies. And that was really strange, because it was like someone in the room talking to me. I was just reading and I just quickly opened my mouth and I said, I can't. It was really, why do I have to speak? There's no one here. But it was really powerful and then you have to love your enemies and everything. But it was really, really strange and I started to cry. And there was a presence of God in that place. I was like, okay, finally, this is really strange. It's maybe it's God. And then my mind changed. When I went to meet my friend the next day, it was impossible for me to say that no God, but it was also difficult to explain how God communicates. But peace came in my mind, in my heart, and then I was able to say simply, without knowing things from God, say, okay, if thou can give me joy and peace, forgive. And from that time, that life came back to me, and then I went to talk to a guy, and then he took me to a place that they were doing kind of a gathering like this, because it was impossible for me to go to church, but there was Christian people meeting in the restaurant, and he invited me there, and I went there. He was talking about the love of God, how Jesus came and gave his life for us and everything, and he asked who wanted to make a decision to accept Jesus as his Savior. It was really powerful connected to what I heard in my room. And then what they were telling, what I was reading, is like, okay, maybe this is what the answer to my situation. And then I make a decision to accept Jesus as my Savior. I can't explain the peace, the joy. In the middle of this, the war was happening. People were being killed everywhere, but it was like, I'm now above another level where I'm not touched by what is happening around me. And that started giving me the hope of the future. And I changed my view about looking at myself as an orphan, but started to think, how can I do something for some others who are in need? That is where I went, end up starting working with the street children. I don't want to go in details of that, but this was the beginning of a new life. It was the beginning of feeling that now understands why this is happening. And now I can live a life where this cannot affect me, because forgiveness was giving me a step to stand on another level where I can understand and I can forgive everyone who do something bad to me. That took some years. I started to gather young people talking about forgiveness and love for the future. But in 2003, I felt it's not enough, because I was just keeping saying that. And yes, in my role, I forgive the people who killed my father, but I didn't do something that's yet really. They don't know that I forgive them. And then I traveled with that team to the area where I grew up, where my father had been killed. And then suddenly, when I was just I was there walking around, in the people, the first group of people I met, it was like, come and take my father home and go to kill him. And he didn't recognize me. It was like almost 10 years after that. And when I greet him, he just greeted me and someone else. And then suddenly I say, I'm recognize my family name. And he wants to run. I say, no, I can't tell you what I forgive you. And I ask him to stand. It was really terrifying. But I say, God forgive my life and forgive my sins, and now I can tell you this, I forgive you. It took time for him to understand that. But I'm going to have a gathering just not far from here. Can you come? Because I bring a team of young people who sing, and I was going to preach. And he come with the other people and he stand there. And I was able to preach and talk about the love of God. And I was like, it was possible for me to come with guns to revenge, but now I can, just because God did something in my heart. That was the first big miracle for me, because in my mind I was thinking, even if I have decided to forgive, I don't know how I'm going to react when I saw him in front. But it was like, when I saw him, I was feeling sorry for him. What can I do for him to go to my life? What I give today to him to know what I knew from God? That was my motivation in my heart, not to try to see how I can do something about him. And then after we left that time, we went back. After 1 week, they sent me a letter with the community there, and telling, say thank you, or we testify what you did, and how you have the courage to forgive. And I went back again with another team of students, and we bring some clothes, because there are so many children of the flag of pygmies who are the battle of the world, really, like, totally met. And then we bring clothes to them. We went back, and it was Christmas time, and we bring some clothes. When we were giving the clothes to them, there was someone come behind me and just touched them and say, can you give some clothes to my kids? I just said no, because we are here for just a battle of children. And I turned, I saw it's the guy who I forgive. He came with his daughter. And when I see his daughter, suddenly a voice came in my heart saying, it's not enough just to say forgive. You should do something good for someone to forgive. And I touched the team and said, sorry, can I have a kind of exception in here? And I say, yes. Can I have some clothes and give to the girl, the daughter of that man? And I was already peaceful in my heart. But that just gift I gave to her was like bringing kind of even physical healing and feeling kind of up, the weight just down, and I was like being much more free. That all this was confirming that yes, forgiveness is a good way to become much more free and not to be a victim every time you go through a situation. And then I start really to use that, and then have a very good example to be able to teach and talk to many other thousand young people in different conferences. I can just give you some examples of what I was doing through my experience have changed lives. And when I was working with the street children, there were so many young people come as volunteers to help. And one of these volunteers was a young girl who just finished her secondary school. And that she was really giving maximum helping the children. And then suddenly I fell in love with her and I said, can we be married? And then she said, I'll never be married. So why? I don't want to be married, I don't want to get to have a kid, I don't want to have a family. I said, why? I cannot explain to you, but I don't want. And as she was coming every time to work, I was keeping discussing with her, trying to understand what happened. And she started to give some little very hard things she saw in her family, what his dad was doing to his mom, and then she was suffering with that for a long, long, long time. And then she decided not to be married, she decided not to have a kid. And also, because she was the firstborn, his mother became pregnant when there was just a boyfriend and girlfriend, and then she decided to be married with the, husband, the father of that girl, and then say, now every time she was suffering, she was saying, I'm suffering because of you, because of becoming pregnant of you. And that is the reason why she would want to have, to think to become, to become a mother. And slowly I worked on that. 1 year, after almost 2 years, she finally said, yes, I can accept to be married, but don't expect to have children with me. I said, it's okay, it's very good step. His father was very cheap on the Muslim religion, and then he did so bad thing. And then when she decided to become Christian, his father organized events with all the very important people in Islamic religion there, and then bring people from the family. And he said, she's no longer my daughter. I consider that my daughter died. Don't call me again, I'm your father. And that you cannot stay here. And she had to go to stay with his aunt, his uncle on the mother's side. And that is where, when I met her, she was living there. And then to make things really not too complicated to me, she also told me my father died a long time ago. She didn't tell me details. And then we started being married, and we did everything, and the wedding happened for my mind. Family man, they knew that his father died. And in our first years, it was really hard. Yes, she became pregnant, but she was not really expecting, and she was back. And we said, how am I going to be able to be a mother? And everything, and it was really hard. She had some kind of sickness at the time. And we went through all this. It was not easy. Same time, I was busy working in the street children. And after that, I had a calling to start a ministry as a church with many marginalized people and young people. And one Sunday I was preaching, just preaching about forgiveness, like I used to do. And it was really powerful for someone. And then she was sitting in the front. And suddenly she stood up. We were living in the same compound, the house behind. She went home. And I went to my small office after the service. And she started calling me, and she's calling me, and I tried to say hello, and she didn't say nothing. She called again, say nothing, and my son come running and say, my mom, she's sick, can you come? And I would run to the bedroom, and I find she's screaming, and really, the situation, I've never seen her, and I tried to see if I can take her to the hospital. She said, no, she refused. And I said, what happened? And I started to pray for her. Nothing was happening, and suddenly she started to say, I can't. I said, why you can't? What? I can't. And she was saying, I can't. At the end, she said, I can't forgive him. Because I was talking about forgiveness, I said, okay, I don't need to know details, but just please forgive him. Just say his name and forgive him. Who? And he said, my father. And I knew his father died. And I was like, okay, let's just even say the name and forgive, because if you freedom. And at the end she said, you know him. I said, oh, he's still alive. Okay, I don't have time for that, but please say his name. Please say his name and say, I forgive you. And take some time. And in the end, she said his name. And I said, I forgive him. And she fell down. And she slept for 2 hours. Deep sleep. And when she wake up, everything changed. And she told me what happened, why she was impossible for her to tell me that he's his father, because he was not going to show up on the wedding or can't be. He was officially saying that his daughter died, and she also said his father was still alive. And then from that day, everything changed. She was able to come and enjoy, see the kids, his kids, my kids, him, and start to cry. And I said, these are my kids. For 10 years, she had not really enjoyed that. And then she was able to come and all the sickness she used to have for 10 years start disappearing. Because everything was connected to us, not forgiveness she had. And then after that, she was able to go back and return to his father, who was still very, very strong person. And then, like, now it's almost 1.5 years. For the first time, his father came in our house. And he's now open. She can now go home with a cross. Before, it was possible to go home with a cross. And then now his father started to talk to me, asking me for some advice. That was a miracle from forgiveness. And then that had given healing to her, healing to me, to my kids. Everyone now, like, this is a different person. Because just you have to try to forgive. There are so many other cases, maybe for people who have been to Burundi, Peter and Rod and Adita, they have met some other people. Rack, Hervé, my coffee. When I was there, in one place, just talking about forgiveness, he was seeing someone. And he just suddenly stepped up and said, why you say that? I said, why you become angry? Because today I have decided to kill myself. I was going to kill myself. Because his father was killed in Kenya. His mother went with his young brother to see where his father was killed. And they were killed also at the same time. And then he was rejected by his grandmother family. And he found himself in Kimbola. And I was talking about forgiveness. He said, it's impossible. I was going to kill myself. And then suddenly he came to our program and went through our healing program. Now he has been qualified as the sixth best barista in the East African region, making very good coffee. He's now having a very good reputation in the country. He have income, and he's now singing. He have an album, so to launch his album next month, where he's singing about what happened in his heart. But that was only because he was able to forgive the people, killing his father, his mother, and his own brother. And that now he's a very joyful person. And last Wednesday, one of my children or young people who come through our clubs and now working in New Generation, she did something in history, their family, which made his mother to be in prison, just by signing the document. She didn't know what it was. She was very young. And then the people did something bad, and she approved that in terms of documents. And then her mother was in prison. And she was not able to tell his brother and sisters because she signed that. It was really hard for her. And one night, his friend called me and said, come please, I want to his house, her house. Because she was alone, because his father, her mother was in prison, and she had taken medicine to kill herself. It was very impossible to talk to her, and I tried to go to the hospital. They put some medicine, everything, and she come back to life. And I make a decision in my life to be able to really be his parents and support her slowly to come out of this. Now, she was graduated this Wednesday as the best student of the leadership university in Bujumbura. She's the worship leader in our church. She's now alive, she's now having life. Why? Because in the middle of that,
I helped her to understand that she was not need to forgive somebody. She just needed to forgive herself. She was guilty every day, thinking she had messed everything. And her step to understand that she can forgive herself, not keep blaming her and herself. Now she's a blessing to so many people. I want to conclude here. This is not my words, it's not what I have learned from only my experience. But we are here because under the name of the church here is Christ something. And it's Christ. There's someone who read in the Bible that Christ in us is the hope of glory. When he talks about forgiveness, it's not to tell somebody to become a weak person. It's not to tell you that you're going to become a weak person because you take a step to forgive even someone who didn't ask for forgiveness. No, you know what he's doing? We are Christians because one day the one who didn't commit sin, he became sin for us, that he can transfer his righteousness to us. It's difficult to understand how someone who has that sin becomes sin. It's also difficult for some people to understand how a sinner can become the righteousness of God. But the miracle operation happening between that is forgiveness. It's only the reason we can say we are children of God. It's not because we are doing very well, we are very correct. No, because he decides to take our sins on him. And I say, I don't want to judge you on what you have done or what is happening, but my love is beyond that. I don't want to see you like you are, but I want to see you through my love. And this is what gives us power to forgive and also to live a very good life. Jesus told some people one day, he was like, maybe like this. He said, there's a guy once who had a debt, was like, he owned someone maybe £1 million. And then he went to ask for forgiveness. And the one, he said, okay, I forgive you. Okay, you don't need to pay me that. And when he went outside, he found someone who maybe is £10,000, who owned him his debt. And he jumped on him and said, you have to give me that. If you don't give me that, I can make this religion. And they make noise outside, and the guy who just forgave him went outside and fight. They are fighting. What happened? This guy has only 10,000. He said, I just forgive you 1 million. You can't forgive someone for 10,000. This is what Jesus said. Huh? Just remind us that we come to church because we are forgiven. We don't have rights not to forgive. You can try to say that. I can say, I can forgive someone who killed my father. What are they going to say? It's his father, his mother, his son, his brother was killed. I can say this is too much for me, but there's someone who is much more hard. But when we forgive, we win the battle. We win the war peacefully and joyfully because you are not touchable with the consequences of what happened. You become, you go to another level where all these consequences of what happened cannot continue to have everyday access to your emotions, to your life. It's not for millions. It's just not only for people who went through the war or something like that. It happens to everyone. Can be a pastor, can be a priest, can be everyone needs some to live this kind of life of forgiving and receiving forgiveness. And now I always say to my friends,
even 7 billion people on the earth, they don't have too much power to do something bad to me from which I cannot forgive. In my mind, I'm already that the something I haven't even seen happen to me. If that happened, I'm ready to forgive you. Because I don't want to be a slave of someone who did something bad to me. Because the only way of just to cut that chain is to forgive. As you give me this opportunity to talk to tell to talk to you, we can just think about that in our lives, maybe day and night. You maybe don't have someone who killed you, someone in your family. But sometimes you are guilty of what you did yourself. And then you just condemn yourself every time and you try to punish yourself. But there is a happiness, no power, just near you. You just wait for the words coming from your mouth. And know that so many people who are not enjoying life. Jesus came that we can have life to the full. And one of the way to be there is to be able to have that strength. I know it's not easy, but it's very important to forgive someone. Now, if you allow me to do that, can you take just 1 minute and just think about what you went through in your life? There's no a chain or someone who's controlling you because he did something bad to you and then you cannot sleep very well. Or if everything happened to you, just put that on that person because it's me. Is that person it's the reason why I'm suffering? Or maybe it's yourself. 2 weeks ago, a young girl came in my office and said, I'm tired of being like that. I said, why? Because it's my first time I can tell you what happened to me. The husband of my old sister abused me. I was not able to say something, to do something. You are the first person I can tell. And I say, you have to forgive. And then I ask her to say his name and forgive. So it's not coming. 1 minute, 30 minutes. She tried, but it was not coming out. And at the end I said, pray, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to have that strength. And she did that prayer first. And she was able to come and say the name. And I forgive you. And then from that day, she's now living a different kind of life. Simply because of that. Sometimes you can't by just your own strength. Sometimes it's not just come by only your understanding. But you need to ask the Holy Spirit. I don't know how it's happening here, but as you give me this opportunity, can I ask you, just maybe, if you can, if you don't, it's okay, to close your eyes, 1 minute, reflect about what happened in your life. Are you really happy? Do you have that happiness inside of you? Not what we see. If not, why? Because you need to forgive yourself. Because there's someone who did something and keep controlling you. In your heart and with your words, can you simply say his name? And if it can be you, just say your name and say, ask God to forgive me. I forgive you. Look like
have sinned over them. If you feel in that place to do, and just open your mouth and say, ask God, forgive me. I also forgive you, but you say the name of the person, and also it is you to say just your name. At the same time, I'll be praying. Father, in our understanding, in our minds, it's difficult to understand how you come to us as a sinner and you give your life for us. It was something impossible for human being to save his life, but you did because of love. Something looked like was not necessary because you are a son of God and it was everything for you. You created everything and everything was for you. But you are the only one son of God. Forgiveness has opened that door for us to become also son of God. Sons of God. We sometimes feel alone also, Lord. People did something bad in the house to us. But through forgiveness, we can have that again, joy, peace, hope for the future, and a new family. Our enemies can become the most closest friend through forgiveness and love. Pray for each one of us here, Lord. Talk to us. Give us strength to forgive. Not only in the church, not only Sundays, not only in Easter time, but every day. Thank you very much.